This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Senator Lyman Hoffman is now one of the more powerful people in the Senate. He became the Senate Majority Leader last summer when former Majority Leader Mia Costello, a Republican, decided to break with the caucus and meet with lawmakers in Wasilla. Hoffman also maintains his seat on the Senate Finance Committee. That means that as lawmakers grapple with a major shortfall in the state budget, Senator Hoffman will be in the middle of it all.
Yes, and that's exactly what I like.
One of the big issues of the session will be the size of the permanent fund dividend. Hoffman says he is putting forth a plan to change the way the dividend is calculated that would split the fund's earning in half between the dividend and state spending.
I think that a 50-50 split should be considered from the formula that we passed 2 years ago. So we will see what happens this next session. It just needs to be resolved. Otherwise, it's going to be a political football every single year until it's resolved.
The other part of Senator Hoffman's approach would be to increase oil taxes, but not to the $1.2 billion proposed in the Alaska Fair Share Voter Initiative, which will be on the ballot.
The question that I have is, what is Alaska's fair share? And I would say that whatever the people of Alaska give up in dividends, that should be of the fair share that industry should come up with. So the people of Alaska are coming up with an amount, and the industry should come up with a like amount. But at this point, if the referendum goes through and gets adopted, the legislature is going to have no say in what that amount is. It's going to be $1.2 billion.
The governor has proposed legislation requiring voters to approve any new taxes, but Hoffman says that plan is dead in the water.
The people of Alaska voted us in. We should represent our people and make those decisions. I know he has legislation to do that, and I don't think that legislation will get much traction.
Whatever happens in the session, one thing is certain. Rural Alaska has a powerful advocate in the top ranks of the state Senate organization. And we have a correction. KYUK previously aired that Hoffman became Senate Majority Leader this month. He was actually elected to the position in July 2019. We regret the error. In more legislative news, the Village Public Safety Officer Working Group adopted the final version Friday of the recommendations it introduced earlier this month. There was only one substantive change to the recommendations. The Working Group now recommends keeping unfunded mandates for the VPSO program because of the state budget shortage. Previously, the group had recommended repealing all unfunded mandates. The report won praise from stakeholders gathered in the room. That includes the Tanana Chiefs Conference and the Association of Village Council Presidents in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, all of whom gave input to the report. Will Mayo is the executive director of the Tanana Chiefs Conference and co-chairs the Alaska Federation of Natives.
As I was reading the findings and recommendations, it was so absolutely enjoyable to see the heart of this working group coming out in really caring and getting it.
The Department of Public Safety, however, did not comment on the report. The department's representative at the hearing says staff turnover prevented the department from thoroughly reviewing the document. The working group will send the report to the legislature to be drafted into a bill. In education news, there are two finalists for the superintendent's job at the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Both know the district. One is working in the district's office now, and the other is working as a principal in another Alaska school district. The LKSD board narrowed the field to two people at a special meeting Thursday night. One candidate, Kimberly Hankins, is currently the district's assistant superintendent. She has worked in the Lower Kuskokwim School District for 17 years, doing everything from teaching to various administrative tasks, including as director of secondary education, until she was promoted recently to assistant superintendent by retiring Superintendent Dan Walker. The other finalist is Brent Sterling, who is working as a principal at the Delta Junction High School. He also spent 15 years working as a principal and teacher at several LKSD schools. Sterling has worked in Eek, Tununik, Tuxuk Bay, and Kangaganak. The Lower Kuskokwim School District plans to appoint the new superintendent by the end of February. Current superintendent Dan Walker is retiring at the end of the school year. Turning to economic news, $3.5 billion, that's the yearly financial cost to the state from drug and alcohol abuse, according to the latest figures from a prominent report. Working with a research consulting firm, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority released an updated estimate of the financial impact of substance abuse on the state economy. The report documents an 11% increase in costs since the last version was published based on 2016 data. However, researchers caution some of those increases could be attributed to changes in research methods. The report takes a broad view of how costs are incurred. For example, at more than $1 billion, one of the most expensive categories is in lost productivity from early deaths, car accidents, diminished capacity at work, and incarceration. Direct health care costs like emergency room visits are accounted for, but so were estimates drawn from secondary diagnoses associated with substance abuse. Other figures are extremely specific. The report notes $41 million spent in 1 year treating hundreds of new hepatitis C cases attributed to intravenous drug use. The updated report says when it comes to alcohol dependence and misuse, Alaska has the 10th highest rate among states in the nation. Lastly, in sports, the Bethel Warriors took first in the Donlin Gold Invitational Basketball Tournament in Bethel this weekend. The Lady Warriors took second. The championship matches for both the boys and girls team came down to Bethel versus Galena. The Bethel boys won against the Galena boys 62-47. The Lady Warriors fell to the Galena girls 69-51. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.